There was a Jew who, in the 1800s, was planning to publish one of the Ramchal's Svarim. Not Mesilas Yesharim, a different sefer. I believe it was Derech Hashem. And so he was looking for a haskama of sorts to put at the beginning of the sefer. Ramchal doesn't really need a haskama, but the publisher wanted a letter from a Talmud Chacham to help drive sales. So he reached out to a nephew of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. He reached out to a nephew of the prime Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. And he said to him, "You know, could you tell me, do you hear anything from your uncle, from Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, about the Ramchal? Anything b'shem the Gra?" So much of what we know about the Vilna Gaon, much of what we know about the Vilna Gaon's approach, the Vilna Gaon's perspective of the Ramchal, comes from that letter. Because the nephew responded, "Let me tell you something what I heard from my uncle. Let me tell you something what I heard from Reb Chaim Mivolozhin about the Gra's take on the Ramchal. Incredibly positive. I think we've quoted some of it. A number of overwhelmingly positive things that the Vilna Gaon had to say about the Ramchal. Apparently, the day that one of the Ramchal's Svarim reached Vilna for the first time, I think it was the Idra Rabba, one of the Ramchal's key Sifrei Kabbalah, apparently the Vilna Gaon put on Big Day Shabbos, the middle of the week. It wasn't the Friday, it wasn't the Shabbos. The middle of the week, but he put on his Shabbos Tikka Kapot to go out and meet the Sefer. And I believe it's in that same Haskama that the Reb Chaim Mivolozhin's nephew writes, a tradition from his uncle, that the Gra said, were Ramchal to be alive at the time, the Vilna Gaon said this in the late 1700s, after Ramchal lived during the early 1700s, he passed away in the late 1740s. Vilna Gaon said, were the Ramchal to be alive in my day, I would be willing to walk on foot from Vilna to Padua, or from Vilna to Amsterdam, just to learn directly at his feet. So I imagine what that would be like, to be learning directly from the Ramchal. And try to imagine how shocked we would be to hear the Ramchal's answer. Last time we learned, we opened the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim with a question or a pair of questions, and considering the power of questions. Because Ramchal told us that the root of everything, the foundation, the root, the where it all begins, any sort of real, substantive, ambitious system of growth in Avos Hashem is going to have to be rooted and founded upon clarity about a question or two. Any real ambitious system for growth in Avos Hashem has to be rooted in some clarity about the machavas to balama. Why am I here? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put people in this world? And how, therefore, should I be investing the efforts, the energies of a lifetime? So that has been his opening salvo. You want to know where you start? You want to know how the first parak begins? You have to have clarity about the big questions. Why am I here? Machavasa ba'olamo. So, one tries to imagine what it would be like to be hearing, to be learning this mipi haramchal. That would be a very inspiring question. And then we would probably be perhaps taken aback, and perhaps thrown for a loop. And we expect the Ramchal, the holy Ramchal, to say, "You're here to mekadesh shem shamayim. We're here to do mitzvahs. We're here to live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live." Instead, he says, "We're here to enjoy. We're here to enjoy life. You know why God created us? To have a great time. To have the best time possible." Doesn't sound like what you expect a rabbi. You expect a rabbi to say. Now again, looking at the Ramchal, he might not look like the way you expect a rabbi to look. This young, clean-shaven Talmud Chacham. In his 20s or 30s. He only lived to age 40. That's not what you expect a rabbi. A rabbi says the point of life is to have a good time. But that's what he says. Shocking. Let's take a look inside. Right after the second sentence. The first sentence was, Machal Vasa Balamo, why am I here? What was God's plan in creating human beings in general, and me and you in particular? And the answer is, Mashuhrunu Chazalu, what do our Chacham teach us? He doesn't say that man was created for mitzvahs and man was created for kiddushim shemaim. Shadon lo nivra lehisaneg al Hashem v'lehanos miziv shchinaso shezehu hatanug ha'amiti v'ha'idun ha'gadol mikol ha'idunim she'chom limatzeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to have the best, to have as much pleasure as we could. And the greatest pleasure is the pleasure of spending time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest pleasure is the glow of the divine light. But the reason why we're here, God created you, God created me, to have as much fun and pleasure as possible. So this pleasure principle is a little surprising. And it's surprising on two levels. Number one, it doesn't sound so, that's not what we expect stereotypically, it doesn't sound so religious. You don't expect a rabbi to say, well, God put you here to have a good time. That's not what we were expecting the rabbi to say. And the second layer of what's so surprising about this is Miman of Shach. If you would have told me that Kadosh Baruch Hu created me to do mitzvahs, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created me to Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created me to exercise my self-control, my free will and so forth. Okay, good. So I'm going to have to make some tough choices because that's what it's all about. If you tell me, no, the point of life is to have a great time, to maximize pleasure, if that's really true, so then why are we doing mitzvahs? If that's really true, so then, well, then let's figure out how to maximize pleasure. So then why? Okay, so if your greatest pleasure is taisus, gzuntait. If your greatest pleasure is doing chesed, gzuntait. But one might say, that's not my greatest pleasure is the hedonistic free-for-all, kosher or otherwise. You told me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to have a great time. Ha'idun ha'gadu mikol ha'idun shechom limatzeh. Really? We were created l'hisaneg? See, it's pretty strange. So then everyone will pick the sort of pleasure they're looking for. What does this mean? What does this mean? And then he goes on to talk about mitzvahs. What's all this about? As a wise man once said to me, sometimes the answers lie in the viterness. Sometimes you go a little viter, things will make a little more sense. And what the Ramchal goes on to explain in the next couple of lines, it's an idea. It's a perspective, it's a paradigm, a perspective on life, on the world, that he develops very briefly here at the opening of Mesilas Yesharim. He develops at somewhat greater length at the opening of some of his other Sfarim, Derech Hashem, Das Tefunos. Rav Aryeh Kaplan writes in his magnificent footnotes on Derech Hashem that this is, although the Ramchal doesn't tell us whom he's quoting, this is rooted in the writings of Rav Sadia Gaon in Emunas Videos. He says the following. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to create us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is entirely independent of anything, of anyone and anything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolute. We are all dependent on Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to create us? The answer is, he didn't need to create us. He doesn't need anything. But we can ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to create us? He didn't need to, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create us. And he must have had some plan in mind. So we never fool ourselves into thinking that a finite creature can fully understand an infinite creator any more than a character in the book can understand the author. But to the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create us with the capacity to understand him somewhat, and that's a great gift. So to the extent, and that's a key part of what Torah is, it gives us some understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates and what he cares about and how we can translate for us. So here's some of what our Masorah teaches us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested, as Ramchal expresses at greater length in Derech Hashem, and then we'll come back to see it in very brief lines here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need to create us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in doing good for others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in being beneficent. So to do good for others, you need two things. Others and good. Right? Where's the good? What? You need the others, who are the recipients of that goodness, and you need a context, an avenue in which a vehicle to convey that goodness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to create human beings. We're the others. We were created to be the recipients, the lucky recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. And look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe, is omnipotent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful. He can do whatever he wants. So he's going to do the best job that one could. That nothing is limiting him. So if Rav Shalom is going to create us and as recipients of his Tov, and he's going to create a context which... in which we're going to get that goodness, so it's going to be optimized. It's going to be designed by the divine engineer. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to engineer a context which is maximizes delivery of pleasure, maximizes delivery of goodness. You look around and this world doesn't seem like it's optimized always for happiness and goodness. There's a lot of goodness and there's a lot of stuff that's tough. Rambam Chazal says, you're right. Because... Olam Hazeh was not the Olam HaTanuk. That's Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates human beings, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a context which is optimized, which is calibrated to be the ultimate place of pleasure. That's Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have stopped right there. Could have plunked us straight into Olam Haba. Done. Ribbono Shel Olam decided that we can make some sense of this. We can understand the outlines of the idea of the divine plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the universe such that you enjoy goodness that much more if it's something that you've earned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the universe such that, you know, to be eternally taking handouts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to just be a passive recipient of divine goodness forever, that's not ideal. Ideal would be it's better, it's that much better if we're not just passive recipients, but if in some way we've actually created our Tov, we've in some way created our Olam Haba. We'll be junior partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at least we'll be junior partners to have a hand in making our own destiny, to have a hand in creating that goodness instead of just being passive recipients, to have earned it in some to some extent, will make it vastly better. Why? Why is that so? As an aside, so we sort of intuit psychologically, even the way we operate, you know, the way our psyches are in Olam Hazeh, you know, to be an endless receiver, it grows thin after a while. It's fun at first, but it gets thin. And beyond that, to the extent that the goodness has the pleasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do with, in some sense, being like Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate activity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate independence. So for us to be totally dependent beings, we would be so unlike HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always unlike HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we can be a little more like Him if we can in some way be masters of our own destiny. If we can in some way be creators of the goodness of Olam Haba. So that adds to that pleasure because we're being a little bit like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world. And again, maybe this is... those ideas are a little piece of why, but be that as it may, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designs the universe, will enjoy the goodness that far more if in some sense we've earned it, if in some sense we've created it, if we are in some sense masters of our Olam Haba. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to create human beings in a two-phase reality, a two-stage reality. Stage two is Olam Haba, which is calibrated, which is designed to be, and by the divine designer is going to be the ultimate in Olam HaTanuk, the place of pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also chooses to create a stage one, Olam HaZeh, the universe in which we find ourselves now, which was not calibrated to be the Olam HaTanuk, that wasn't its purpose. Its purpose is to be the Olam HaNisayon. Its purpose is to be a place designed to be the ultimate arena of challenge, where there are constant opportunities for us to potentially earn and make our Olam Haba. And to vastly, the success here vastly multiplies the pleasure of Olam HaBa. And if you look around, as Ramchal will go on to say, empirical observation indicates that Olam HaZeh was not designed to be the maximal place of pleasure delivery, but it certainly seems to have been designed to be the ultimate arena of challenge. It is calibrated to be the ultimate Olam HaNisayon. There are nisyonos in life every which way you turn. So that's the key concept here. The key concept where it all begins is appreciating, as Rav Sadia Gaon articulates in Emunas V'Deis, and as we're about to see as we turn our attention back to the words of the Ramchal within in Maseilas Yesharim, as I mentioned, he's briefer about this here than in Derech Hashem and some of the other Sfarim, but we'll turn our attention back in a moment to see how he expresses these ideas in the words of Maseilas Yesharim. But once you wrap your mind, and it takes time to absorb, and this is going to be the primary concept of Perek Aleph, is this two-stage reality, this idea of thinking about the relationship between Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. As we begin to wrap our arms around the notion that Olam HaZeh is the Olam HaNisayon, and it enables, it vastly multiplies the impact and the pleasure of an Olam HaBa, so now, we say, oh. So some of those questions begin we were so surprised. How could you say the purpose of life is pleasure? And if it is, so then let me choose my own pleasure. He goes on to say, take a look within. The place you're going to get the full dose, the full experience of the ultimate pleasure Kadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us, is Olam HaBa. Ki hu ha-nivra b'hachana mitzarech ha-zadar v'zeh. Olam HaBa was designed by the divine engineer to be. Form follows function. The purpose of Olam HaBa was to be Olam HaTanav, and it is designed as such, but the derech, kidei lahagia al-machoz chavtseinu zeh, but the way to get there, the route to get to Olam HaBa and to maximize the Olam HaBa is huzeh ha-olam. This world, this Olam HaNisayon, is a critical means to the ends of Olam HaBa. And he says, among other places in Chazal, and over the course of Perek he's going to quote a number of comments of Chazal driving home this idea, the relationship between Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa, but he opens with a Mishnah Navos. Olam HaZeh domo leprozder b'fnei Olam HaBa. Olam HaZeh is the lobby into Olam HaBa. This is the way in. It is absolutely critical, but it's a critical stage towards Olam HaBa. This isn't the destination, but this is the absolutely critical trail to get that destination. So now let's think about this a little bit. Let's play out just the logical implications. Right, so before the Ramchal opened by saying, "Ma'achavasa ba'olamo," why are we here? And he said what sounded at first doubly surprising, well, where God created us to have pleasure. So he said, number one, that's not what we expect the rabbi to say. And number two, so then if the purpose is to maximize pleasure, so okay, rabbi, shkoyach, you haven't lived, so you think the biggest tainuk in the world is a block gemara. Gzantayt! If you enjoy block gemara, gevalik. If you enjoy doing chesed, gevalik. I enjoy a well-marbled steak, or I enjoy fill in the blank of whatever legal, illegal pleasure, whatever licit, illicit, moral, and moral pleasure it is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be good to us, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beneficent, and he wants us to have the best time possible, so, you know, rabbi, let me show you how to live. You think the biggest pleasure is Tosfos. There's more out there to the world. So Ramchal, now we begin to appreciate how the Ramchal would respond. Number one, he would say, Rabbi Yud, Don't make so many assumptions of what the rabbi doesn't know. But you're right, as much that the rabbi hasn't experienced, the Ramchal would say. But let's stop for a moment. All those pleasures out there that you're dreaming of. Well, yeah, if I want to maximize pleasure, I could do X. So let's try a thought. Given the, and then hold on, I want to hear your question. But let's just do a thought experiment. Let's play out this perspective, this paradigm we now have, the Olam HaZeh, Olam HaBa, Olam HaNisayon paired with an Olam HaTanug. Let's play this out a little bit. And we'll find that this thought experiment is actually a mission in Pirkei Avos. So let's imagine as follows. So imagine that we took all the pleasure in Olam Hazeh. All the pleasure in Olam Hazeh. This is the legal pleasure, the illegal pleasure, licit, illicit, moral, immoral. Why is it good? Why is a well marbled steak more enjoyable than overcooked spinach? I think even if one has vegan tastes, overcooked spinach is probably not where you want to be. Right? So why is a well marbled steak better than the overcooked spinach? Say, so tell me umami, and it has to do with taste buds. Lamasa, when you get down to it, the well marbled steak is enjoyable because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and the steak such that we really enjoy it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and the overcooked spinach such that we don't enjoy it. And that's going to be true for every pleasure in the world. You're right, the rabbi hasn't seen the entire universe, but you know who has seen the whole world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Every pleasure in this universe, legal, illegal, licit, illicit, moral, immoral, it's all good because Hashem made it that way. It's not like he didn't notice. We were talking the other day, last week. We thoroughly reject the avodah zarah, the kfira of dualism, of thinking as the Christians and Zoroastrians do and did, that Satan is like this independent power in the basement. He's fighting against God. And like, oh, maybe he'll slip one on, slip one by when God is not looking. No. Everything was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Satan is also a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every pleasure in this world, legal, illegal, illicit, illicit, it's all created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know about it. He created all of it. And all of it, every pleasure in this world plays a role in this world. It plays some role in the ultimate, towards the ultimate purpose of Olam HaZeh, being the Olam HaNisayon. And, Ramchal speaks here a little bit, speaks in Derech Hashem, much greater length. There could be a variety of purposes that pleasure might play in this world. Maybe it's to create a Nisayon, and maybe it's to reward a tzaddik, and maybe it's to give a person a chance to relax, or it can be 1,001 things. But all the pleasures in this universe are incidental to the purpose of the world, which is to be an Olam HaNisayon. So let's think for a moment. So all the pleasures in this universe, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as ancillaries to the ultimate purpose of this universe, of Olam HaZeh, which is to be an Olam HaNisayon, right? Olam Haba was created by the same God to be the ultimate place of pleasure. Right? So 1 second. So let's try this thought experiment. Is he with me? Let's do the math. Take every pleasure in Olam HaZeh, every single pleasure, legal, illegal, licit, illicit, take it all and contract it and concentrate it. I hesitate to say in a single pill, but concentrate all the pleasure in this universe. Pleasures that we're proud of and pleasures that we seek to avoid. All of it, sum it up in one point. That's pretty pleasurable. Wow, that's pretty overwhelming. If you can imagine such a concentration of all tanugi Olam HaZeh. Mutter Aser the works. Right? That's wow. Wow. The sum total of all of tanugi Olam HaZeh, Mutter Aser Mitzvah, whatever it is, if it stands to reason, all of that is incidental to the purpose of Olam HaZeh. All created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as incidentals to Olam HaZeh. And now imagine, it stands to reason that all that concentration, the concentrated dose of all Tanugi Olam HaZeh, it won't compare to a whiff of Olam Haba, created by the same Ribono Shel Olam, and that Olam Haba was designed to be the Olam HaTanug. The God who created, the one God who created all the pleasures here, he created them as incidentals. Olam Haba, he created to be the place of pleasure. So it stands, he did the best job possible. So the sum total of all Tanugi Olam HaZeh aren't going to add up to a whiff, a moment of Olam Haba. It's just logical. And again, it's not like, oh, you're ignoring what you don't know. But I don't know, you don't know, but God created all of it. And the fact is, what I just told you is really a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Yom HaShachas, Koras Ruach Ba'Olam Haba, Mikol. All the Tanugi Olam HaZeh don't add up to Sha'achas of the pleasure of Olam Haba.
And it's not just, oh, the rabbis were guessing. It's just, do the math. Do the number, run the numbers. Just think through the calculations. It stands to reason. So now let's come back to what the Ramchal is writing here. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu created us to have a good time. And the best time is going to be doing mitzvahs. The best time is going to be connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't say he'll get to mitzvahs. He hasn't gotten to mitzvahs yet. The best time, the best tanug, the truest tanug, is l'hisanegal Hashem v'le'anos b'zir shechinasa. You say, really? How about this and how about that? And how about other pleasures? I have experiences that I can imagine. The answer is, yeah, but there are lots of things in this world that are fun. And some HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to engage in, and some HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to not engage in. But the God who created all of them, it can tell us with certainty that they don't compare it to a drop of Alma Aba. And it stands to reason that they don't. And that's what he says. The greatest tanug is lehanos mizib shchina. So lisanega Hashem is a pleasure. The plugging into Ribbono Shel Olam is the greatest pleasure. And he says, you get a whiff of that in Al Mazda. He's not just saying the pleasure that you get by sitting by a block Gemara, nothing compares to it. One can make that argument also, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying there is pleasure in the block Gemara, and there's pleasure in doing chesed. But he says, the pleasure you get from doing the right, living properly in Al Mazda can be significant, but even that pales in comparison to the pleasure of Al Mazda. You imagine Moshe Lamad Davar Doma. I'll leave you with this because I see our time is just about up. Imagine you go over to a kid who loves his Monopoly. And here's a kid, like, he takes his Monopoly seriously. Yeah, everything's laid out, all the denominations, he has the whole thing set up, the ones and the fives and the tens and the pinks and the purples. And you say to him, how much money? He knows exactly. He has, $49,375, right? They say, I'll make you a deal. Here's a crisp $100. I'll take it out of your wallet. I'll give you $100 for all that money. So the kid looks at you like, come on, who are you? You think you're going to pull that one on me? You're offering just $100. I have $49,000 here of Monopoly money. So the kid thinks, oh, you're trying to fool him. The truth is, he's the one who's absurd. He has $49,000 of Monopoly money. I'm offering you $100 of real cash. Don't man. But the kid doesn't have the perspective to understand. So yeah, we look at, there's a lot to Negei Olam Hazeh, and it's real, and it's enjoyable. But it's a totally different denomination, a totally different currency from Negei Olam Haba. With that perspective, everything is different. And next time, Ritzchen will begin to think about what this means, and there's the Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba paradigm, how it begins to put a whole new perspective on the power of what living could really look like. We'll pick up with that mitzvah next time. That's Shukach.